it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senor Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Joe, so many devices, so many platforms, so many different ways you can get this show and the entire network. Would you please explain it to the people?
Will do, Bob, and we'll start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live Link allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen and on our homepage. Wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps. There's TuneIn Radio, there's iHeartRadio, there's Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. Last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. If you serve in this country, anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, we're happy and proud to be a part of maybe giving you a little bit of a taste of home.
Well said, Bob. We got a big 2 hours out in front of us here. We got a lot of baseball to talk about. AL and NLCS action. We'll recap both of last night's games, look ahead to today's action. We got midweek NFL news and a couple of really cool and interesting guests. At 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, Christy Yang, the manager of PR for Nintendo of America, will join us. We'll talk retro gaming. And then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Wade Jackson, fabricator at JR Motorsports for the NASCAR Xfinity Cup Series, will join us. We'll talk a little NASCAR racing and an award that he's being nominated for.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff. So we'll do that in hour two. That's the lineup for the Spano and Black Attack. We'll hit the ground running next year on the Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Now with your American Express card, it's two times as splendid to shop small at local stores. Because today is two-day, and you could earn two times your rewards. So now those Main Street beats and corner treats are two times as cool and two times as sweet. One-of-a-kind finds have two times the surprise, and hidden spots are two times the tops. There's always a special feeling when you shop small in your neighborhood. And now that it's two-day, it feels two times as good.
Now through December 31st, you could earn two times your rewards when you shop small with an enrolled American Express card. Learn more and enroll at AmericanExpress.com. You will not earn two times rewards on any bonus you may already enjoy with your card. Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Learn more and enroll online today at AmericanExpress.com. Get out, get together, and shop small.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back, like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? I don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
Here's Grandal. Yasmani. Switch hitting catcher. He's got power. Hit 27 home runs. High drive right center. At the wall. Go!
Yasmani Grandal, a two-run shot.
Turner has owned right-handed pitching in his postseason career. Heart of the order for the Dodgers. This is Turner in the center. Back at the wall. It is gone. 4-0 Dodgers.
First pitch, sixth inning. Dodgers up four. And that was the last pitch thrown by Jake Arrieta, his 84th and final.
The sounds of Game 3 of the NLCS bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you want to join the conversation, dial us up at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. And those audio highlights are courtesy of Fox Sports 1 and KLAC out of Los Angeles. And Bob, tremendous victory for the Dodgers. 6-0 over the Cubs, whose bats are incredibly quiet for the second straight game. And the Dodgers now take a 2-1 lead in this best-of-seven series that, according to the statistics, now gives the Dodgers a 71.2% chance of winning this seven-game series, and panic is starting to set in Chicago.
Oh, no question about it. I was trolling a little bit in Chicago, man. They're flipping out, and rightfully so. I mean, look, this is not unprecedented, Joe. There's been teams throughout baseball history that have dominated during a regular season and hit that speed bump in the postseason and get knocked off. But I don't want to say an underestimated Dodger team, because they're a pretty damn solid Dodger team. But, everybody had the Cubs rolling to the World Series, including me. And it looks like the Dodgers are going to have something to say about it.
Yeah, I'm not ready to anoint the Cubs dead and buried yet. But certainly, as you say, the Dodgers, who were beset by injuries all year long, and it was an accomplishment for them to get to this point in the postseason, just with as banged up as they were and all the issues they dealt with. And most of us thought that they would go rather quietly, or fairly quietly anyway. And you are spot on right. They are going to have a lot to say about who represents the National League in the World Series. And, you know, you talked about trolling in Chicago and checking out the social media and the blogs. Because of their history, all the fans get nervous. I don't know if this extends to the bench and to these players and to the management, because the truth of the matter is Joe Maddon wasn't there for any of this. These players weren't there for any of this. So I don't know that the curse of the Billy Goat and everything else weighs heavily upon them. But down 2-1 in this series with slumping bats, the Cubs are in a little bit of trouble. And as you talked about with me off the air, you know, and that highlight package doesn't tell that part of the story. It talks about the clutch hitting and the power that the Dodgers showed on Jake Arrieta in Game 3 of this NLCS. But the real star of this game had to be Rich Hill. Innings of two-hit ball, shutout ball, 6 strikeouts, only 2 walks. And as things were starting to get interesting, with the game still somewhat in doubt at 3-0, he makes a brilliant pitch that 3-1 curveball, what a hook to Anthony Rizzo in the top of the sixth. That really turns that entire at-bat. It's one on, two out. Javier Baez, the tying run potentially on deck. And it's the wrong side of a lefty-righty platoon when you look at it for Rich Hill, and he's a power bat. You start saying to yourself, boy, if he loses Rizzo here via walk or a base hit, you're like, boy, tying run at the plate, a power righty bat hitting against the tiring, fading left-handed Rich Hill. You're like, boy, this game could change very quickly. He throws a 3-run, and this wasn't an Uncle Charlie. This was Lord Charles.
This was
some curveball. And then the next thing you know, he's got Rizzo all timing all kinds of off. He strikes out Rizzo. The side is retired, and it's still, you know, it's still all Dodgers. They expand on the lead down the stretch the rest of the way and cruise to a 6-0 victory. So Rich Hill was great, clutch pitching late, dominant early, really, really impressive, complemented by the Dodger bats, which step up when they have to. Couple of big power blasts. Corey Seager getting on base all night long, and that's how the Dodgers find themselves up 2-1 in this best of 7 NLCS. And the quietness of the Cubs bats and getting outdueled the last 2 days on the mound by brilliant Dodger pitching has the Cubs down 2-1.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, that curveball came in at 74 miles an hour. And I mean, he just looked at it like, you got to be kidding me. He's still tied up. I think they're still doing massage on Rizzo, trying to get the muscles unwound from looking at that thing. Joe, our buddy Mike Exesa put it on his article on CBS Sports, and he kept it real simple with his lead. He just said, thanks to an 18-inning scoreless streak, the heavily favored Cubs are down 2-1 to the Dodgers in the best of 7 NLCS. Boom, period, case closed. They're not hitting. And for these bats that slugged all year long, they're struggling big time in the postseason. They're struggling specifically against left-handed pitching. And it's rearing its ugly head right at the wrong moment for the Chicago Cubs. And Hill was just absolutely brilliant. Junk ball guys will do that, and he is kind of that at this point in time, but he's just a damn good pitcher. You know, it's his first start in the postseason in 9 years and 12 days. You know, and he threw a gem. I mean, he just absolutely threw a gem. It was one of those ones in the postseason where you just shake your head and you go, you hand it to the other guy. And you know, Cubs. I you know, to your point that you were talking about, and I think it was interesting, I don't know that they necessarily feel it because of all the stuff that you were talking about. Manager wasn't there, players weren't there, all that kind of good stuff. But they do hear it. You know, they're human beings. They walk the street. They're on social media. They know what's going on. They do hear it. Does it get under their skin? Maybe not so much, but they are aware of it.
Oh, got to be aware of it. You'd have to walk through life with blinders on and earplugs.
You know the ones that also, you know, they talk, well, I never listen to sports talk radio. I don't read the newspapers. Nobody reads newspapers anymore. But, you know, all the stuff on the online.
These are all 20-somethings and 30-somethings. None of them are reading newspapers.
Right. But they are aware of it. Yeah. And whether it gets inside their head or not is a discussion we can have. But they are aware of it.
Oh, I never said they weren't aware of it. But whether it factors in for them, because the mindset of most of these guys is, well, I wasn't here for this 100-plus years of this franchise so-called being cursed. That's not on me. That's got nothing to do with me. And, you know, that's the mindset of most of these guys, and I'm confident that's the case. I mean, yeah, you know, the expectations for this year, that in and of itself, that makes the pressure mount when you're down 2-1.
Yep.
But there's no belief with these young guys in their 20s and the few that are in their 30s that proliferate that Cubs clubhouse. They don't blame curses of Billy Goats and say, I'm playing for a cursed franchise. They weren't around for any of it. But you can rest assured that the expectations coming into this year as a result of all of that put mounting pressure on this Cubs group that's now 2-1, not hitting, and now there's pressure. Boy, our bats just aren't functioning. We've been shut out 2 straight games by brilliant pitching by a pair of starters and the bullpen following it up, and we can't break through. That pressure does mount because now you're not hitting, and you get tight because you're not hitting, and now you get tighter, and it all kind of unravels around you.
Everybody wants to hit the five-run home run.
Right. When you're not hitting, everybody's trying to be that hero. I can fix it. I'll fix it. Well, they don't always end up fixing it. And there's an awful lot of pressure right now on the Cubs. They got to start hitting. And when you look at some of the statistics that talk about the lack of hitting of the Cubs and their chances of winning the series going forward, paints a pretty bleak picture. We'll talk about that next. And then we'll roll into, you know, we'll preview game four of the NLCS. And then we'll roll into all the ALCS action. That's all next here on the Attack. No flipping.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Well hit. Deep left. Back toward that wall. And goal. Josh Donaldson has given Toronto the lead.
Great diving stop. Donaldson throw to first and got him. Josh Donaldson with a jump and a fist pump. A tremendous play at third base to keep the Blue Jays on top.
Some of the sounds of the ALCS bring us back to this segment of the Spano and Black Attack, and that audio courtesy of WTBS and Sportsnet 590 in Toronto. We'll get to the ALCS in just a second as we got to wrap up the NLCS here on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And if you want to join the fray, dial us up, 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. And Major League Baseball, the focus of the day, so you can weigh in on your thoughts from that, from anything that you saw out of the NLCS or the ALCS or any of the topics that we're discussing right now at 800-878-PLAY, Bob. And let's get back to the NLCS a little bit real quick.
Yep.
Take a look back at Game 3, quick preview of Game 4, and then we'll roll into the ALCS a little bit. And I guess the long and short of it, thus far, the Dodgers find themselves up 2-1 thanks to enough hitting and enough timely hitting coupled with brilliant starting pitching their last two games by two brilliant lefties, the bullpens pitching in complementary roles and doing the job. And that's really been the difference, while the Cubs can hit a lick. And I mean, you know, the numbers are really have to be concerning. If you're one of these people that looks at numbers and takes statistics and looks at trends and tries to forecast a winner, as this thing is unfolding in front of you, the numbers look pretty grim for the Cubs advancing to the World Series. And a couple of things. First, last time the Cubs have been shut out in back-to-back games since May 27th and 28th of 2014.
Jeez.
And first time ever, for all the failings in the postseason, first time ever in the postseason the Cubs have been shut out in back-to-back games. And in the history of League Championship Series play, three teams shut out in back-to-back games. None have won. You know, that coupled with the stat I kind of opened the last segment with, now that, you know, they do the calculations based on where we are in the series, and they've deemed the Dodgers having a 71.2% chance to win. Well, the numbers paint a pretty grim picture. It can all change in one game, and specifically Game 4. The Dodgers really have their back, the Cubs really have their backs against the wall here. They're in a must-win situation. They send a veteran to the bump in John Lackey against a young rookie in Julio Urias. Take advantage of his youth and win this game. Those Cubs bats have to start taking care of some business. They have absolutely got to light this kid up early. Don't give him a chance to get comfortable. I know the Dodgers won't give him, and Dave Roberts will have him on a very, very short leash, and they will give him very little opportunity to have this one get away from them and before he goes to his bullpen. But if you are the Cubs, you must get to Julio Urias early before he gets comfortable and take control of this Game 4. And if you're John Lackey, with the way the Cubs' bats have been going and you got to feel that pressure, you have very little margin for error. So you're a post-game veteran. You're a quality pitcher. Pitch your ass off today.
Yeah, can't disagree with anything you said. I mean, look, sometimes rookies are just too dumb to feel the pressure. You know, we've heard veterans talk about it many times. They're just like, oh, give me the ball. I'll go out and pitch. And then on the other side, sometimes they just implode from Jump Street. So I agree with you. I think he's going to have a very, very short leash. But to me, the pressure is truly on Lackey. I mean, he's got to throw that gem today and just make sure, you know, I don't have that three-run first inning where I'm kind of getting loose and getting into the fold of the game and all that kind of good stuff. He can't afford that. He's got to shut him down early, shut him down often. But, you know, I think, Joe, and it's something you actually mentioned at the very beginning of the show, and I think it's valid with L.A. and why we're seeing L.A. play as well as they have. All that adversity that they went through, all those injuries, all the struggles, all the stuff that was going on throughout the season, the Puig demotion and all of that noise, before they were finally able to pull away in that division and put it away, I think that toughened this team up. And that, with the combination of their first-year manager, doesn't appear to be in over his head.
No, he's done a hell of a job, hasn't he, Bob?
And it hasn't put them in a position where they're either questioning what's going on with him or they're just like, oh, woe is us. We've been undermanned all year, and look at the steamroller known as the Cubs. They came in battle-tested, which you and I are very fond of when we talk about teams going into playoff scenarios. Teams that have been tested before as opposed to teams who kind of just steamrolled over everybody or clinched it early or weren't playing meaningful baseball, however you want to describe it. Dodgers and Cubs fall into that category, and the Dodgers have been ready from Jump Street in this series, and we're seeing the results thus far.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'll give you that. But usually, and we talked about this when we previewed this series, you know, once you get through a series of action where you've been pushed a little bit like the Cubs were against the Giants,
yep.
The fact that you haven't played meaningful baseball since early August isn't really a negative factor anymore. Those teams usually get knocked out quickly and early, and it's at a blink of an eye before they can ramp up the intensity, and they're gone, you know, like a thief in the night. The fact that the Cubs got past the Giants, I don't know that the fact that they haven't played that they hadn't played competitive baseball or meaningful baseball since early August is a big factor here. More of a testament to the Dodgers, who have shown grit all year, coming back from being beset by injuries at every position, in particular their pitching staff, dealing with the distractions of Yasiel Puig and Dave Roberts. Yep. While you couldn't find a more different manager than Don Mattingly, you also couldn't find one that's working. You know, him and Andrew Friedman, I got to give him credit. He's tried to par the payroll there, and he's made some moves that have been questionable, but he's made some moves that have worked great, and he's taken what has been an undermanned Dodger roster this year due to injuries, and he has this team in the NLCS and are up 2-1. Not down 2-1, not down 3-0, not on the brink of elimination, but actually in the driver's seat. And it's a very important game for the Cubs. You know, again, you're down 2-1, so pressure mounts upon you. You know, as you said, they may not buy into all the curses and everything else, and they may say, hey, I wasn't here for a part of this, but we're down 2-1. Expectations in this town are huge. I'm not oblivious to it. The pressure on those Cub bats to get hits mounts, and they may press. I think the best way to get this thing going and get this burden off the Cubs, as you said, Lackey needs to come out and be big, and those Cub bats have to get to a young 20-year-old in Julio Urias, and they have to get to him early. Have a 2 or 3 run lead in this one, get out in front, and that'll put you in a position to stay in front, not this series. This is a very, very important game for the Cubs, and I'm interested to see how they come out today.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I mean, hey, look, could they come back from a 3-1 deficit? Yeah, in theory. Will they? No, I don't think so. Not against the Dodger team. So I'm curious with this too, Joe. I want to see how they respond because they're in an unfamiliar position of being down, number one, and two, having some additional pressure on them to get it done. Pressure on the team, pressure on the bats, as we were talking about. Everybody wants to be the hero. Everybody wants to hit the 5-run home run. Pressure on Lackey. Pressure on Joe Maddon, for that matter. You know, if they do end up in a tight game, Dave Roberts certainly has not been outmanaged in any way, shape, or form thus far in this series. Not that there's been many opportunities. But, you know, Joe Maddon, if they're in a pressure cooker game, to not make the wrong decision as well. There's a bit of pressure on him.
Very true, Bob. And that'll be the nightcap. Game 4, NLCS will be the nightcap. Fox Sports 1, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The early game tonight will be game 5, ALCS, Indians and Blue Jays, and that's on the heels of the Blue Jays staving off elimination in game 4 of the ALCS with a 5-1 victory at the Rogers Center. Now, this one, there's not all that much to talk about here. You know, Aaron Sanchez outpitched Corey Kluber. Simple as that. Blue Jays bats came to life. Yep. Josh Donaldson was big. Tribe never had the lead, so they couldn't use their bullpen, which has been their clear and big advantage in this series. And, you know, the Blue Jays are alive with a big pitching advantage, starting pitching advantage. Marco Estrada on the bump for Toronto against the young, unproven Ryan Merritt. So all of a sudden, a series, you know, where you had Toronto in many ways dead and buried. You know, nobody comes back from a 3-0 deficit, all these things. All of a sudden has got a mite more interesting with Toronto being the first team since the 04 Red Sox to win a game after being down 3-0 in a league championship series matchup. They now make it 3-1 with a starting pitching advantage that and bats that heated up a little bit last night. That probably puts them in all of a sudden a far less disastrous position than they looked like they were in before the start of Game 4, Bob. I'm not saying, hey, it's a slam dunk. Here come the Blue Jays. But, boy, it doesn't look as dire as it did just 24 hours ago.
Living on the edge.
Christy Yang, manager of PR for Nintendo of America, joins us next. Retro gaming the topic, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. We put the phones on hold for a couple minutes here as we're joined by Christy Yang. Christy Yang, who's the manager of public relations at Nintendo of America, joins us here in the Attack. And as the saying goes, everything old is new again. Welcome, Chris, to Bob Black. Joe Spano, nice to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for being here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, outstanding. We're glad to welcome you on board. Retro gaming turns family time modern. Nintendo Entertainment Systems, NES. Everything old is new again, isn't it?
It's so much fun, isn't it? You know, I grew up playing video games, and it's so cool to be able to relive these memories again with the NES Classic Edition. This is a cool little system. It is a tiny version of the original NES, which launched in 1985, comes packed in with 30 of your favorite NES Classic games, and you can plug in and play.
Now, I mean, a whole lot of fun. I've seen other versions of these in the stores the last couple of holiday seasons, and looks like a whole lot of fun because now you're getting today's gamers, and they're getting to see things that their parents played and their uncles played and their aunts played. And it's a whole lot of fun. And for old gamers who are no longer gaming, maybe it's a way to get back involved. Just a whole lot of fun to make what is old new again. And you know, so talk a little more about the system and how it integrates what is old with what is new as far as the technology and brings some of today's feel to an old classic.
Yeah, absolutely. You said exactly what the system is meant for. You know, it's for people that maybe grew up playing video games like myself, and you want to relive all those great memories playing the NES when you were a kid. But maybe you also want to share these memories with somebody else, you know, that's never gotten a chance to experience them for themselves. And with the NES Classic Edition, that's available to you. And it's in a nice, easy little package. You know, it's a mini version of the classic NES. It's super easy to plug in via HDMI cable into your television and just pick up the controller and play. 30 games packed in, from Super Mario Brothers to Zelda to Donkey Kong. Sort of all the old classics are just ready to go, ready to play, and ready for you to share with other people.
Well, you got me at Donkey Kong. The I can't even tell you how many. I don't even want to go there. You know, with that being said, what's the hook for the younger gamer? What's going to draw them to this?
You know, I think it's really fun to relive those memories again. And you know, if you haven't played these games before and you play them for the first time, I'm really jealous of you because you get to experience it for the first time again. I think the draw there is just these are really classic video game heroes that you see in modern games. You know, Mario has been around for so long. It's great to see where he started on the NES. But we have other newer Mario games on our current systems like Wii U, and it's just so much fun to see where and how Mario has evolved. So I think that's what, you know, really the younger gamers are going to really gravitate towards.
Krista, we've talked about the old being new again, and we've done a great job of that. People will see these great, you know, retro gaming systems in whatever their favorite store is, and you'll see them as the holiday season approaches and gets closer. But what are some of the other hot gaming trends, and what are some of the new titles that are first time around new that we're going to be seeing for the holidays this year?
Yeah, we have a ton of those, too. So we have a really fun game that's coming to the new Nintendo 3DS XL, which is our handheld. So this is our portable system, and portable systems are awesome for the holidays because you can take it on the go. If you're traveling, it's easy to take it with you. And one game that I'm super excited about is Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon. And Pokemon, it has been such a phenomenon this summer, and it's just so cool to have this dedicated Pokemon game where you can become a trainer, you can catch, battle, and trade over 700 Pokemon. You get to explore an adventure in a whole new region. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be so much fun for the holidays.
Krista, we want to keep you on schedule, and as we go forward here, holidays are right around the corner. Talk to our public about where they can find more information about this and all the great gaming with Nintendo.
Yeah, more information can be found on Nintendo.com.
I guess that's it.
I guess we lost her.
I guess we lost her. Boy.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you still there? No, more information at Nintendo.com. I guess the best way for us to keep you on schedule is to say thanks so much for a few great insight into what is old is new again, and what is new will be new for the first time. And anytime you guys want to come back on and talk the latest or the oldest in gaming, you're more than welcome. This was a really great spot, and we enjoyed it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Krista Yang, manager of PR at Nintendo of America, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, Bob, and giving us some insight into what's coming up as far as old being new again, and also new being new again. Nintendo.com if you want to find out more. And, you know, some old games that we remember growing up. I mean, they didn't have Pong for you, but they had all the others.
We'll talk about level 12 on Donkey Kong.
And there you go.
Oh, man.
Whole lot of
stuff.
Fun.
No, hey, listen, you know something? One of the things that I took out of that, Joe, is the ease of use, because all joking aside, when you start talking technology to people that are in the age range of some of the older gamers, they want to be able to just basically drop a quarter in the machine and go for it. So if you can just plug this in with ease to your device or your television and just rock and roll, that's going to be really appealing for the older. And for the younger, it'll just introduce a whole new generation to the classics, as it were, the same way you introduced your kids and your grandkids to classic rock and roll and classic music. It's the exact same thing. Smart idea by Nintendo.
Well said, Bob. And before the holidays, we'll have Krista back on again. We'll give her a little more time, and we'll get into some of the titles and what, you know, not only this retro system, but some of the new titles as well, and some of the new gaming consoles and everything else as the holidays fast approach. But let's turn a page back to traditional sports, as opposed to, for lack of a better word, esports, which is what those gaming consoles turn into. And let's talk ALCS. Game four last night. You got to give the Blue Jays credit. Backs against the wall. History has shown of late in league championship series play, when these teams are down 3-0, they usually pack their toys and go home. Well, the Blue Jays were already home. So what they did is they got out to the early lead on Corey Kluber. And really the rest was history. The silent bats did enough. You know, the Blue Jay bats have been dormant in this series. Well, they did enough to win this one 5-1. And I guess one of the keys to this for the Blue Jays going forward, get the lead early. Don't let that Indians bullpen be a factor. And they really weren't in this one. And now, you know, as I talked about in the last segment, first time since 04, that team down 3-0 in LCS play staved off elimination. And unfortunately, we all know what happened in 04.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately for Yankee fans such as
yourself. Right, and I'm one of them.
So there you go.
The Sox came back and made the improbable comeback. I don't know that that's the case here, and I think it's pretty unlikely because of the Indians' bullpen and their ability to scratch out runs and everything else. But some of those injuries that have beset that rotation are starting to show now. By having to throw Ryan Merritt out on the bump versus Marco Estrada, the Blue Jays go into Game 5 of the ALCS with a real starting pitching advantage. Doesn't always end up playing out that way, but if they can get the lead again early and mitigate what is that great Cleveland Indians bullpen, all of a sudden this could be 3-2 going back to Cleveland, and it could be a heck of a lot more interesting as the collar could potentially start to tighten around the necks of the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a fair statement, but I think you also laid out the blueprint of what Toronto needs to do. Just keep it away from the Cleveland bullpen, because that's how they're winning baseball games. Easier said than done. Their bats have been dormant in this series, and when I made my pick, that was exactly why I made the pick. I felt they were going to rake against Cleveland's starting pitching to a certain degree and keep it out of the bullpen. Well, hasn't played out that way thus far, and it you know, unfortunately for Toronto, it only takes one game. So they have no margin for error. The bats need to stay alive. And they need to make hay against a starting pitcher that under ordinary circumstances wouldn't be even out there on the bump. I mean, you know, are they alive? Yeah. Do they have a pulse? Yeah, it's a faint pulse, but it's a pulse nonetheless. It'll get a lot stronger if they can win this game today.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That's well said. And I guess that's where we might as well leave it, because no true words are spoken. It's a faint pulse now, but it starts to get a lot stronger if they win this game, and it starts to get a heck of a lot more interesting, you know, as we move along, should the Blue Jays win game 5, you know. And then you look ahead, obviously there'll be there'll be an off day on Thursday for the Indians and the Blue Jays before they for them to travel back to Cleveland. And then this thing would pick up. Game 6 would likely be in Cleveland, and they'd have the stage to themselves 8 p.m. on Friday on TBS. Yep. Should the Blue Jays continue to stave off elimination.
They're trying.
They're trying. All right, Bob, what do you say we change gears? We've done, I guess, I don't know where else you want to go in the remaining minutes in this hour in the baseball. We talked about the games. We recapped and previewed both series, both AL and NLCS. We talked about the mounting pressure on the Cubbies. And, you know, as we've both talked about, the curses of 100-plus years don't affect these young guys. That's something that affects fans and fans believe in. Doesn't affect Joe Maddon because they haven't been there for any of it. But the expectations for this group that won 103 games in the regular season, and the idea of World Series or bust being down 2-1, that pressure weighs on this young group. As you said, unless they come out from under a rock every day and to magically emerge at the ballpark, they are aware of what's being said, and that can add pressure. The best way to alleviate that pressure is break out early on Julio Urias and take control of game four and get yourself back on even footing in this series. Failing to do that, and the Cubs could find themselves, you know, they'd be down 3-1, and then they'd be in real trouble with pressure continuing to mount and zero margin for error.
Oh, no question about it. Joe, you know, something we had talked about, and I guess I didn't make it abundantly clear. You know, when I was talking about the Cubs not playing meaningful baseball, well, once they got into the playoffs, they were playing meaningful baseball. My point was that after being tested by San Francisco, that everybody's expectations were, oh, this is the 103-win Cub team that's just going to steamroll. Well, you know, that battle-tested group, and that was really my point, of L.A., they were every bit and have been every bit up to the challenge of facing Chicago, where it would have been easy for them to just go, well, you know, we got as far as we can. We've really had a good year. We've done the best we could. Nobody expected us to be here. Boom, Cubs steamroll. Hasn't turned out that way. And I'm wondering, like I said, what's going on between the ears of these Cub players, because I'm sure coming out of that San Francisco series, they were thinking to themselves, ah, we're back in gear here. We're just going to play the Cub baseball we played all year, and it hasn't played out that way thus far.
Yeah, very true. I don't know that, you know, that the Dodgers' mindset is they were playing. The fans, maybe even the organization above the field manager, might say, hey, we're playing with house money as far as we get from here with the year that we've had. I don't think anybody on that bench feels that way.
Oh, no.
And it's certainly showing in the way they play. And they find themselves up 2-1. We'll tie a bow around hour one next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean,
so?
Let me understand this, because I, you know, maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh? What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Just, you know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me what's funny.
That never gets old. Welcome back to the Attack. Joe Spano, Bob Black, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. You know, Joe, it's funny, man. You and I love these kind of players in all sports, and we talk about them all the time. And most winning teams have them. But, man, I'm getting a real kick out of watching Corey Seager play. I'm getting a real kick out of watching Justin Turner play, you know, a cast-off from the Mets, who's really just one of the clutch players in playoff time in Major League Baseball currently. And those are the guys that you need in your lineup to win championships.
Very fair. And again, we talked about it, you know, a little earlier in the show. Great job by Andrew Friedman, of, you know, filling out this roster and kind of putting things together. You know, the previous regime did a lot of great things, but they also threw around money like it was water, and it resulted in an underwhelming roster. Friedman has trimmed the payroll, giving the Dodgers some flexibility going forward. And he's added some good complementary pieces and put together a roster that overcomes a lot and has fit together really well with a manager in Dave Roberts that really seems to be a good leader for this group. Well, on that note, we tie a bow around hour one. We'll step aside now. Then Bob and I will be back for a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the smoking gun. It's high-level officials, and they say that Hillary's been briefed about it.
That's conservative filmmaker and founder of Project Veritas Action, James O'Keefe, speaking about a new series of videos he's released, which he says show that Hillary Clinton's campaign has been sabotaging Donald Trump events. He appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries yesterday.
So you're telling me all that violence, or a lot of that violence that we're seeing at Trump rallies, is caused by operatives that have been paid for by people working with the Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton?
That's correct. They took credit for a number of the high-profile ones. Chicago, where Trump canceled that event. Remember that?
President Obama's half-brother will be at the third and final presidential debate tonight as a guest of Donald Trump. Malik Obama is a Trump supporter, saying Trump can make America great again. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
The Republican who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee says he will hold hearings for the next president's Supreme Court nominees, whoever that president is.
If that new president happens to be Hillary, we can't just simply stonewall.
Senator Charles Grassley, Iowa's senior senator, saying his reasons for delaying confirmation hearings in this last year of the president's term will no longer be valid once a new chief executive is sworn into office. Grassley is distancing himself from Republican Senator John McCain's recent comments that all Republicans would be united against any Clinton Supreme Court nominee.
It's an ugly fight, but I will tell you we've seen very good progress.
That's Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis discussing the continuing fight against ISIS to retake Mosul. The Pentagon spokesman saying ISIS has been using human shields and suicide bombers in the early days of the battle. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
More than 10,000 people believed to have taken part in yesterday's memorial service for two murdered California police officers. Palm Springs Mayor Robert Moon telling the mourners at the service officers Gil Vega and Leslie Zarebny were the best of the best.
You are our heroes, and we deeply appreciate everything you do for all of us.
The two were shot and killed on the 8th of October after responding to a family disturbance call. The suspect, who may have ambushed the officers as they arrived, was arrested after a 12-hour standoff, and he could now face the death penalty. Bad news if you tend to suffer from migraine headaches. Mark Mayfield has details.
Researchers at UC San Diego School of Medicine have linked the nitrates in red wine, chocolate, and bacon to migraines. A study also found that nitrate-based medications prescribed for heart failure could cause the debilitating headaches.
Yes, Pearl Jam and Tupac Shakur headlining the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Class of 2017. They are among the 19 acts nominated. CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Greg Harris, says,
it's a real diversity of artists on this list, all combined into this ballot, and it reminds us of just how diverse a genre rock and roll is.
Of those 19 acts eligible, five will be chosen based on fan balloting that runs through December 5th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates give us love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the platforms, the devices, and everything else you can grab. Not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody explains it better than Mr. Joe Spano.
I couldn't agree with you more, so I'll dive right in and do just that. I will explain the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline with you on the go via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. Let's not forget about the apps. Many of them, and they're all great, be it iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And last but not least in our hearts and minds, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, not the least of which is the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. And if you're overseas, or even if you're, you know, here domestically and you're serving a country, you're still away from home. It's tough. You miss your cooking from mom. You miss your companionship from your girlfriend, all the stuff that goes on in your day-to-day life that everybody takes for granted. But actually, you're providing the protection for us so we can take it for granted. That's what it's all about. And we're very happy and proud to be a part of it.
Well said. Hour two, Bob. Lots of midweek NFL news most of the way until 40 after hour number two, when Wade Jackson from JR Motorsports talks a little NASCAR with us. That's all next in this hour of the Spano and Black Attack. But again, when we come back, midweek NFL news and your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. We kick off hour two next here on Sports Byline.
Now with your American Express card, it's two times as splendid to shop small at local stores. Because today is today, and you could earn two times your rewards. So now those Main Street beats and corner treats are two times as cool and two times as sweet. One-of-a-kind finds have two times the surprise, and hidden spots are two times the tops. There's always a special feeling when you shop small in your neighborhood. And now that it's today, it feels two times as good.
Now through December 31st, you could earn two times your rewards when you shop small with an enrolled American Express card. Learn more and enroll at AmericanExpress.com. You will not earn two times rewards on any bonus you may already enjoy with your card. Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Learn more and enroll online today at AmericanExpress.com. Get out, get together, and shop small.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. We got a bunch of midweek NFL news. An interesting story that I found, Joe, that I want to grab your opinion on involving the NBA if we have time to get to it. And guess what happened today in the history of this country?
All right, fire when ready.
There you go. 1781, and no, I wasn't there. Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown at 2 p.m., and the United States Revolutionary War officially ended.
Wow. You sure you weren't there?
I wasn't there. I wasn't there, but there was a Kia parked in the background.
Yeah.
Up on the top of the hill. I don't know. I had the speakers open and Howard Stern in the background. I don't know.
There you go.
Hey,
Howard Stern might have been there. He's old enough. Him and Imus.
A little bit of trivia there, right?
Yeah, not bad. I like it. I like it. Adding a little something different. I like it.
Yeah.
All righty. That's cool. Like I said, most people listening don't even know. You might have to explain who Cornwallis is, because most people listening don't even know who he is.
Or what the Revolutionary War was.
It was the war that made us, in essence, the United States. Well, really, it wasn't, because we were at one point.
Wasn't that the Civil War?
No. It was way before that.
Gary, you ever see those, you know, Leno did it, and I know Jimmy Fallon does it, and a lot of the political sites do it, regardless of what side you're on. But you ever see those
Man on the street interviews, and they find, like, some of the,
idiots. About American history.
Yeah.
You know, who's the vice president of the United States? Lady Gaga?
Baba Booey. Exactly. You know. Unbelievable. So if you don't know who Cornwallis is, go look it up. You don't even have to go to a library anymore. You can actually look them up on the internet.
This is truth.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on in the National Football League.
Go ahead.
You know, Joe, I guess you kind of have to start in New York, where some stuff is swirling. Todd Bowles making statements that he was behind his quarterback, and which is good, because he falls down a lot and he'll need somebody to pick him up. You know, but with all that being said, now he's backed off of it a little bit and he's open to a quarterback change. And one of their premier free agent signings over the last couple of years is facing an uncertain future in that he goes in for shoulder surgery and ends up with a hip operation on top of it and might not be ready for 2017.
Yeah, very interesting story. You know, he had been sidelined with shoulder issues. And all of a sudden, you know, he comes out having had hip surgery. Nobody knew this was coming. Nobody knew where it came from. And as you said, left the hospital on crutches. And it looks like, you know, both surgeries are 6 to 8 months in duration as far as his recovery. Hip surgery, as you talked about off the air, for a guy who runs for a living, pretty tricky. So the future of Eric Decker beyond 2016, because he's done for this year, but beyond 2016, you know, 2017 and beyond, very much up in the air and very much in doubt. And he's been a great addition to that wide receiver core.
Yeah.
Not as great as Brandon Marshall, because what Eric Decker is, he's the classic elite number two receiver.
Right. That's exactly.
When he was in New York without Brandon Marshall, not so productive. You had Brandon Marshall, and all the coverage has to tilt towards him, and Eric Decker can shine and put up great numbers. And if you have any doubts how great a receiver Brandon Marshall is, go look at Monday night's game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Patrick Peterson, nobody's going to doubt, is one of the two or three very best corners in all the National Football League. And in a classic battle, Brandon Marshall had the edge. And he'll be a very productive top-flight receiver for a long time. And I know this is off the page, and you can bring us back and rein us in. But Brandon Marshall's game is not predicated on speed. So he's not going to get any shorter. And he ain't going to get any weaker, I don't think.
Well, with age,
so,
he'll get shorter.
Well, fractions of an inch. So not like he's going to turn into a 5'7" receiver overnight.
No,
but
no,
you kind of get my point. His game is not predicated on speed and getting big separation. He's a physical receiver. So he'll be an elite receiver in this league for quite a few years, especially now that he's got all the mental issues that plagued him in check. So, you know, while Decker was a great acquisition and his future in doubt hurts them, he is replaceable. Quincy Enunwa.
Yes.
He's emerging
exactly where I was going.
As somebody who can very effectively replace Eric Decker. The one guy in that receiver core right now that's indispensable and can't be replaced is Brandon Marshall, because he's the one guy that's a true number one, and all the coverages are slanted towards him, rightfully so.
No question about it. And, Joe, you know, when you're talking about this Jet team, which is obviously in big trouble right now, you know, you're taking away from one of their significant strengths. Now, look, we knew Decker was going to be gone for the year because of the shoulder surgery. But as you said, the emergence of Enunwa, the fact that Brandon Marshall is an elite receiver, Smith, the kid out of Ohio State, the former number two draft pick, is back practicing with the team. When he's available remains to be seen, but he started to emerge at the end of the year.
And they like the kid Anderson.
Yes, they do.
They really do like him. I mean, great speed, a little bit Edward Scissorhands, but he's got incredible speed and moves, and they think if they can develop him, they may have something special and unique to their receiver core in that they have somebody with real top-end speed.
No question about it, and they were, fortunately for the Jets, having the ability to be patient with Anderson because, as you said, a little bit of Edward Scissorhands going on there. But, you know, again, a very raw guy. But with the depth that they had in the core when Decker was there, they weren't asking him to do too much. And with that being said, now he's going to have to step up a little bit. How soon Smith comes back to the field remains to be seen. There's more pressure on Enunwa. And, you know, Brandon Marshall is a number one. But the question still remains at quarterback. And how soon or where does Todd Bowles pull the plug? Because when he put Geno in, Geno immediately turned the ball over against the Cardinals. So maybe the Bryce Petty theory, is not so far out there when it comes to the future of the Jets. And maybe if they lose again, we see him up behind center.
Well, here's the deal. I put up a poll on Twitter, and our vast audience can weigh in on that, and it will be up until the vote. It's eligible to be voted on until Friday's show. On Football Friday, we'll give you the results. But here's the question. With the Jets at 1-5, should there be a change at QB? And if so, to who? I've got no change. Stay with Fitz is one option. Geno Smith is another option. Bryce Petty or Christian Hackenberg? Those are the four options. Go to at Joe Spano 56 on Twitter and cast your vote. And we also still have on Twitter, the other poll, when Tony Romo was deemed 100% healthy, should he get his starting job back as the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys? Right now, 67% say no, 33% say yes on that one. That one will also be up and running until Friday.
It's, you know, weigh in. I mean, I'm not so against Bryce Petty being back there. I mean, look, I have no dog in the hunt. I'm not a Jet fan. I'm neutral when it comes to them. I don't hate them. But, you know, if they succeed, that's all well and good. I honestly don't care. But, you know, to be completely honest, I would see no downside at this point in going to Bryce Petty. Would not.
Why would you? I mean, the season's over. They're 1-5. I mean, obviously, I mean, here's the silver lining. They're 1-5, but their next four games are winnable, despite how they've played. You know, you look and you say, boy, these are four games they could win. You watch them play, and you don't think they can beat anybody.
Right.
But that said, what do they have to lose? The season's over because not only are they 1-5, but teams that would be wild card contenders in front of them, if you looked at them as a contender for the wild card, have all beaten the Jets.
Yeah.
So
that's
really,
exactly
for
right.
all intents and purposes, their season's over, barring a miracle. As you said, maybe you take one more shot this week against the Ravens, and once you fall to 1-6, I know what Fitzpatrick is. He ain't coming back. I kind of know what Geno is. He ain't coming back either. You fall to 1-6. Let's see Bryce Petty and or Christian Hackenberg. We'll pick it up right there next on The Attack and continue with other midweek NFL news here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
That sounds crazy enough to work.
It might be. Then again, maybe not. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking about the Jets, their quarterback situation, the fact that all is lost, the lifeboat has sprung many leaks, and the ship be sinking, and the possibilities are endless. And, you know, why not a quarterback change? You know, the funny thing, though, Joe, is they're playing the Ravens, and they might beat the Ravens.
They might. I mean, the Ravens are 3-3. They're one of many. Here's the silver lining for the Ravens. They beat bad teams. They just lose the pretty good ones and better.
Yeah.
Jets are a bad team. You know, a bad team. No Eric Decker. You know, a defense that has, on paper, a great defensive line that, since the Cincinnati game, can't get the quarterbacks with any regularity. They have a secondary that is far and away the worst in a National Football League as far as giving up big plays and covering anybody. Look at what happened in that Monday night matchup. I'm still waiting for Buster Screen to do something well. I mean, they're beset by injuries. They weren't that good to begin with. So they have major issues to the point where even a Joe Flacco, Mike Wallace, Dennis Pitta-led passing attack could make some hay on the Jets. And offensively, the Jets can't do a damn thing. They can't run the ball anymore with any consistency. The passing game has moments, but it has no consistency. So while this one is in MetLife Stadium, I think it's very realistic with the way the Jets are going and the inability of this coaching staff to make any adjustments or changes that Todd Bowles gets outcoached by John Harbaugh, and the Ravens win this football game. Then the Jets are 1-6, and then you know what? Then the season truly is over because they're not going 9-0 the rest of the way.
At that point,
you know what? You pull the plug on both of the veterans because Ryan Fitzpatrick's not back. Geno Smith's not back. There's nothing he's going to show you that's going to make them sign him and bring him back. They're moving on from both of the veterans. Start with the more experienced Bryce Petty because he's closer to game ready. Christian Hackenberg has a long way to go and is probably too raw to put in there at this point without doing any damage. So what I'd like to see if I was a Jet fan, or what I think the organization should do, let's go. Bryce Petty, give him, you know, a half a season audition, and let's see exactly what he has. That way you have some idea of what your quarterback future is going forward. You know it's not the two veterans. See what you have in Bryce Petty. Is he an answer to a question, or is he somebody you have to move on from as well and see where Christian Hackenberg is and see if he's ready to step in as your starter for 2017? But the two veterans, they're as good as gone, and I don't need to see anything out of them because I know what they are, and I also know the Jets season would be over 100% with a loss to the Ravens.
No question about it, and they're in such a unique position, Joe, and not in a good way, because this is a team that is built to win now except that one position. And it's the most important position on the field. And, you know, they have so many decisions. I mean, I'm with you. It's a lost season. But they have so many decisions to make in the off season. In that, do they need a caretaker to get it to Christian Hackenberg in case he's not ready in season two, which is a possibility? Is that caretaker Bryce Petty? Can Bryce Petty steal the job and be their quarterback of the future? I don't think so. Maybe they have a different opinion. There's a lot of questions out there at the most important position on the field on a team that is supposed to be winning now. It's not a good mix in New York.
Can't dispute anything you said. And, you know, circling back to the Eric Decker injury, doesn't help. They could use the weapons, but certainly, unlike Brandon Marshall, who's the one member of that receiver core that's not replaceable with what they have on the roster, it's a great opportunity for a team that has really disappointed to see what they truly have in expanded roles, you know, with guys like Quincy Enunwa and some of the other young receivers. Talked about Anderson. You talked about Smith returning from the knee injury, and he's another burner. See which of those two burners can be a part of the future of this Jet offense.
No question about it. You know, and I thought you made a really good point when it came to Decker. That first year he was under contract with the Jets, they just asked him to do too much. He did the best he could, but he's not a number one receiver. But he is an elite number two. And once he slid into that position with Brandon Marshall taking the reins as the number one receiver last year, whoa, all of a sudden, they had a potent duo.
Exactly right. What other stories you want to dive into in this segment before we switch gears literally and figuratively and head to the NASCAR track and then double back and finish up with any other headlines?
Well, I'll tell you, injury, of course, is always going on, and Roethlisberger officially ruled out, which is no big surprise. But they did a little bit of the prelim on that, Joe, and they did not find any severe structural. So it looks like, barring any kind of setback, he's going to be short-term in a week-to-week, game-to-game situation.
They play this one against New England. They get the bye, and then maybe he's back after that. I mean, the realities are the games with Landry Jones under center, they'll likely lose most of them because, well, he's not very good.
No.
and it sets back their entire offense. And they got an uphill battle playing New England with Landry Jones under center. And we'll talk more about that on Friday.
No question about it. And the other aspect of it, too, when it comes to injury, we talked about a team a lot last week that is trending in the wrong direction. And this doesn't help. The true snacks, and not Damon Harrison, Eddie Lacy, is going to be out. And looks like he's going to have a little snag, and it looks like he's going to miss a couple of games. He's been putting up a pretty good stat line. For all the joking we do on him, Joe, he's had a pretty solid season in a season for the Green Bay Packers that has been devoid of bright spots. He's been one of them on his bounce back, and now he's out. How does this team respond? I mean, we've talked about Rodgers struggling and everything that's going on with him, and the fact that there's not a ton of talent around this football team. And now they have one less stud player in Eddie Lacy, at least stud on their team. And it's a real possibility they could slide precipitously.
Well, they're 3-2 on the year. As we've said, Rodgers' struggles seem to be real. A lot of people tell me to hold my horses, but generally when I make these proclamations, I'm usually pretty spot on. I watch film pretty well and usually better than most. I'd be real worried about Aaron Rodgers. As you talked about, some of the talent around him, not up to the gold standard that Aaron Rodgers is used to. Eddie Lacy was one of the bright spots on that offense, running it for 5-plus yards a carry and really having a terrific year. He's down for several weeks at least. It's more than just a sprained ankle. They haven't said what, but it's more than just a sprained ankle that he's dealing with as far as that ankle injury. James Starks is down with a knee. They made a trade for Niles Davis from Kansas City. Guess what? The speedy Niles Davis will do more than just play on special teams. He's probably going to be the feature back this week. Hopefully he can learn the offense, hit the ground running, protect the quarterback.
Look, Niles Davis has breakaway speed, but on a Kansas City team that is, not exactly an offensive dynamo, they felt they were willing to turn the page on him. So, what is he going to bring to the table for Green Bay? I guess we're going to find out.
Exactly right. Anything else you have? If not, I've got something.
Go, run with it.
Vontaze Burfict.
Yes.
At it again. At it again. How
He's
the
a thug,
NFL.
Joe.
What?
He's a thug.
I've called him a sociopath on more than one occasion on this show. And the footage is not conclusive, but when you've done as many things as he has, it's conclusive enough to me, especially based on the reaction of LeGarrette Blount, that maybe a suspension was in order for Vontaze Burfict, as it appeared he came over to the pile and stomped on the leg of LeGarrette Blount. I mean, these are not exactly two all-around fine human beings. It's a sociopath and a guy who once punched out a player on the opposing team. So, I don't know who to believe, but I can tell you this. Vontaze Burfict is a sociopath. He's a terrific football player, but he's a genuine horse's you-know-what.
Yeah.
And, for a guy as myself who understands this sport isn't played by angels, and you shouldn't have those kind of expectations for players on your team, I really don't know if he could play for me as good as he is just because of the distractions, more trouble than he's worth, and everything else. But
Joe,
he didn't get suspended this go-around because I guess the footage wasn't conclusive, And people say, well, maybe a suspension could be coming. No, it didn't come down by Tuesday night. It's not coming. So he escapes this one. But I got to tell you, he must be on an incredibly short leash. And the next major transgression is going to net him a huge fine and a long trip to the bench.
No question about it. You know, and the hit on Martellus Bennett was no real bargain either. That was low and dangerous as well. Look, Joe, we've talked about this guy forever, and you and I, we're both realistic. It's a physical, violent game played by physical, violent people. Some people play it cleaner than others, but the reality is that you're going to get hit and you're going to get hurt in this football game. He takes it to the next level. He was that way in college. I've told you the story on and off the air of the kid that I know that went to Arizona State that, you know, when he walked down the sidewalk, people got the hell out of the way because if you're in his way, he was just going to walk over you. That's how he is as a person. It's been brought into the league. And with that being said, you know, I'm with you. I don't know if he could play on my football team. There's just too much going on there between the ears that, frankly, I'm not comfortable with.
Wade Jackson next here on the Spano and Black Attack. To the track we go right after this.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone's going to hold as we're joined by Wade Jackson. Wade Jackson, fabricator at JR Motorsports, comes to the Attack, and we're here to talk some cars and awards and all kinds of good stuff. Good morning, Wade. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Bob and Joe. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, doing good. doing good. We got a couple weeks off, and then we go back racing, and hopefully we can win a championship.
No question about it, but let's talk about something that's happened to you that's pretty darn impressive. You're a finalist for the Comcast Community Champion of the Year Award. It's got to be pleasing, but knowing your modesty and the fact that you do this kind of work, it's got to be a little bit rewarding to you as well.
It is very rewarding and humbling and overwhelming. I'm not used to being on this end of the microphone or the camera, and it's a lot to take in. For all of the notoriety that camp and all the exposure that camp is getting, and that's just so rewarding. And big thanks to Xfinity and Comcast for having this award and shining the light on some of the people behind the scenes.
Well, let's talk about something you're even more comfortable with than about yourself, and that's talking a little bit of racing. You're
okay.
You're a fabricator for JR Motorsports for the NASCAR Xfinity Cup Series, and the car that you play a pivotal role in, Elliott Sadler's Ride, is on the leaderboard and atop the standings in the Xfinity Chase Grid Round of Eight pairing. So talk about this car a little bit. You know, you guys said you have a couple of weeks off. Talk about this car. Talk about Elliott Sadler, and talk about trying to win the Xfinity Series championship.
Yes, we are ready to go back racing. It's the 2 weeks off is hard to do because you want to get back and close the deal. I know Elliott is super pumped and can't wait to get out there, and hopefully we can win one of the next two races and make sure that we're there in Homestead for the final race.
You know, it's interesting, Wade, and we talk about it here involving team sports all the time, and any level of racing is a team sport. When a team's out of contention, it certainly is difficult for the leader of the group to keep the focus together. When you're in contention, talk about the environment in the garage around the team and what leadership does as far as keeping everybody focused.
Well, they just remind you to focus on the little things, because a lot of times it's the little mistakes and stuff that gets overlooked that can take you out. Sometimes if it's a on-track incident, your hands are tied, but it's all of the dotting the I's and crossing the T's to make sure you don't take yourself out, a stupid mistake or something that's overlooked. You really have to focus on not letting that stuff bite you.
You know, Wade, we talked about Elliott Sadler's car, another car with JR Motorsports, and you have a hand in putting this car together each and every week, and that's Justin Allgaier's car. Talk about, you know, his ride, his experience, you know, and having two drivers in the top four and two cars in this chase, and how you can use your experience with one car to help the other car, and how having multiple cars and these resources can really help.
Yeah, we in the fab shop and the body shop and all through the process, we build the cars mostly identical. The crew chiefs and drivers have some little stuff that they like us to tweak on and make it their very own. But they can share the notes and go back, and if one team is having problems, then they can all get together collectively and put their heads together and figure out why the car is not turning or where they're losing some speed in the car.
Wade Jackson from JR Motorsports joining us here on the attack. Wade, you know, you raise an interesting thing there. You have the technical aspect of the cars, but as Joe brought up, you got two drivers in contention. Talk about that balance that has to be maintained, because both of these guys want to win, and they're both on the same team, but I would imagine there is a little bit of tension at different points involving the two guys as well.
Yeah, they don't seem to show a lot of the tension. I know that they both have a lot of drive to win, but I think the overall picture, everybody here at Junior Motorsports just wants to see the whole organization do good, because it is like a family here, and they go out of your way to help you succeed, and everybody wants Junior Motorsports to succeed. Now, I don't know if it comes down to the last lap and they're 1 and 2. I don't think I want it to be that way, because I don't know, you know, they're both going to go for the win and the championship, without a doubt.
I guess next question for me is, you know, it's called JR Motorsports. It's led by Dale Earnhardt Jr. He's had some unfortunate concussion issues that have kept him out of the car. A couple of things. I'm sure you see him around the shop quite a bit because he's got time on his hands now. He's not driving. Well, what's it been like having Junior around more, number one? And number two, how's he feeling, and does it look like he's in pretty good shape to get back in a car for 2017?
I think he is ready to get back in the car. It's great to see him. It picks, you know, it brightens everybody's day when he comes by the shop and sees everybody. And I know he is just super excited to get back into the car 2017, but he doesn't want to do it before he's ready, and it's just not safe or healthy for him to do that. He's going to have a long career after this, but he needs to maintain his health first and foremost.
I want to circle back, and you know, we talked about being one of the finalists for the award and everything else. Talk a little bit about the creation of Camp Luck and how you got involved and the story involved with that and how it benefits.
Our son was diagnosed with congenital heart disease at probably 6 months and had to undergo several surgeries. And my wife had wanted to be involved with a camp or find a camp here on the East Coast and didn't have any luck. She found one out in California called Camp Taylor, and she contacted them, and they were super happy to fly my wife and son out there, and she fell in love with the whole camping atmosphere and sharing everybody's stories and, you know, finding some similarities to our own story. And so when she came back, that was all they talked about until it was the next time for them to go back. And so she wanted to find something out here and at a support group for parents with congenital heart disease children. Dr. Rene Herlong, and he's a cardiologist with Sanger Clinic in Charlotte, and J. Bird Thompson, who was a former director at Camp Cherokee in Blacksburg, South Carolina. They came and pitched the idea to all of the heart moms and dads. And for a lot of the kids, they've never been away from their parents even for overnight. So it's a hard sell to try and talk a parent into sending their kid away for a week to a camp where they'll be exposed to canoeing and mountain climbing, rock climbing, and it's a big leap of faith on their part. And when they showed up at the meeting, my wife, you know, was just ecstatic and was on board. And she was on the heart mom side, so she was talking all of the other parents into it and what a great idea it was. And they weren't too excited at first, but we had a little bit of acceptance and excitement about it, and then we had our first family camp where the whole entire family can come, and they could kind of see how it was ran and what all was done, and the cardiologists from Sanger Clinic, a lot of them came by and spent the day with the kids, and a lot of the nurses and other medical staff were there. So for the kids to see the doctors and the nurses and the medical staff there being silly, playing, it reduces a lot of the tension in the hospital. So in May of 2010, we had our first family camp, and our son attended that, and then we had our first kids camp in August of 2011.
Well, we do want to keep you on schedule, but very quickly, talk about the support that you've gotten in the garage, and then to finish it up, just where we can find more information on Camp Luck.
All right. Here's the shop. I don't go to the racetrack anymore. I had stopped going on the road a few years ago. But here at the shop, everybody has come up and spoke to me about the video and congratulated me on being a finalist. And everybody here is just behind me 100%, and I don't know that I could do it without them. If you'd like more information on Camp Luck, you can go to their Camp Luck Facebook page or campluck.com, and you can check out the video of all the finalists on YouTube. If you do type in Comcast Community Champion of the Year.
Well, Wade, we appreciate the couple minutes. You can hear the emotion in your voice when you talk about it. It's obviously near and dear to your heart. We'd love to have you back on somewhere down the line.
I would love that.
Thanks so much, Wade.
All right. Boy, thank you, Joe and Bob.
Wade Jackson from JR Sports. And, you know, it's an interesting balance, Joe, but you could hear it when he started talking about his wife going on the road and falling in love with the camp and everything else. I mean, it's when it involves your child, man, everything else is overridden.
And, boy, very selfless of Wade to come and share his story with us, and hopefully that him coming on here, sharing his story, if some family out there in our audience is dealing with a similar set of circumstances, hopefully this made a difference.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, Joe, I want to get into this for just a second and get off the beaten path a little bit. But an interesting story that I saw involving the fact that the Spurs might be willing to move LaMarcus Aldridge. Do you find that a bit bizarre?
With how well he fit in last season, you know, and if you look at what he did through the first three games of their playoff charge, he was absolutely dominant. But at the same time, he's an older veteran player compared to, I guess, the guy that's their best player in Kawhi Leonard. And, you know, when you look at the landscape right now around the NBA, they're still a very good team that'll win 50-plus games under Pop. But I don't know that they're truly a championship contender, particularly in the tough West. So with that being the case, if the right offer came around for a team desperate for a stud player like LaMarcus Aldridge and they could get the right package back, I'm sure Pop would consider it. I haven't heard anything where he's been problematic, that he's unhappy. On the court, it seems to have worked very well. Off the court, in the locker room, I haven't heard anything yet. You know, you see a couple of stories slowly getting dropped out there, and you heard Jackie McMullen, when she says something, I pay attention. And so nothing would shock me. And I know for a fact that if the Spurs don't believe that this team is currently constituted as a true contender with the age on LaMarcus Aldridge, if they can swing the right deal, they'll do it. And the right deal would probably start in Boston, where it's that Nets pick that Boston owns plus a whole lot more. And it'd be a good marriage because all of a sudden, Aldridge, Horford together with the rest of that core and the brilliant Brad Stevens as a head coach. Watch out, Indiana Pacers. Watch out, Cleveland Cavaliers. Watch out, Toronto Raptors. Here come the Boston Celtics.
It's fair.
We'll take you home next on this Wednesday edition of The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
And on that happy note, welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. You know, Joe, in looking at this story, and I, like you, pay attention when Jackie McMullen says something, but it was in that, and we all say things, and sometimes we wish we could have worded it better, but when she put that, there's something going on, I wasn't quite sure how to take it. Was there something going on, they're looking to move LaMarcus Aldridge, or was there something going on behind the scenes, LaMarcus Aldridge and Pop aren't in sync, or he's not in sync with his teammates or whatever. It was one of those up-in-the-air statements that I scratched my head and I went, what's going on here?
You know, I really don't know because nobody's given us any clear answers, but I've heard enough out there that where there's smoke, there's fire. And I think if Pop looks at this team as the deadline approaches and doesn't see them as a real contender for an NBA title, I could see LaMarcus Aldridge on the move, only for the right price. Because, boy, would he help a lot of teams that think they are a player away. And it would give an opportunity for the San Antonio Spurs to reboot, get a pick at or near the very top of the NBA draft, plus some other complementary pieces, and they can be championship contenders for another decade and a half.
Well, and especially, too, because as you pointed out, their best player is one of their youngest players, and they're going to continue to build around him in Kawhi Leonard.
Exactly right. Makes timeline sense. On that note, Bob, let's get on out of here. Thanks to both our guests. Thanks to Robert for pushing all the right buttons, well, most of the time. And most importantly, thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow, we come at you with a jam-packed edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all. We'll be right back.